All right. I think I'm live. Hold on. See my chat right there. All right, bet. I'm gonna move that over there. Whole lot of gang shit right here. All right. So I should be live. I don't know what's going on. Say upcoming, but I should be live. Oh, man. I haven't did a live on this channel in a while, so got some stuff to show y'all. Just want to make sure the sound is good before I do this. Yeah, I got a so we're gonna do I'm gonna do a review on this video that I just found today. It's about Martin Luther King. So a lot of people know Martin Luther King is, you know, he sold us out like Jesse Jackson and the rest of them, Al Sharpton and all them other cats. But somebody said Boule. We already seen that picture. I showed y'all that picture, right, of him with the Rothschild nigga. So Martin Luther King, right? He was with the Rothschild. Rothschild and shit. Yeah, y'all saw this, Rock, hanging out with these niggas and shit. Sell a nigga out type of dude right then, you know what I'm saying? So I figured I'd talk about this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna play the video. Oh, I got some shit to show y'all. So these two videos is a little raunchy, but I had the screen recorded. You know what I'm saying? Shit was kind of crazy. Y'all tell me if y'all think this shit real or fake, though. What y'all think about this? So I'm gonna give y'all context. This is a couple, right? And they trying to sage their crib. They trying to sage their crib and get them ghosts and shit out of there. You know what I'm saying? They trying to sage their crib. Y'all tell me, y'all think this is real or fake? Now look, I had to, you know, fuck with the thing. Look at this. She's saging the crib, right? Now watch this.
We gotta do some kind of prayers.
Or real or fake.
We gotta do prayers, or what we gotta do. In
the name of Jesus, amen. Is that what it is?
I'm over here
and it's the door.
What the
fuck, baby?
Baby.
Oh, shit.
What
the fuck, baby? What the hell, yo?
What y'all think? Y'all think that was fake? Y'all think that was fake? I don't know. That shit kind of looked crazy to me. Now, look at this, y'all. Look at this, y'all. This is crazy, and then we're going to get to that video. This is crazy, though. Watch this nigga here.
You got to...
Now, watch this. I'm going to give y'all a little context to this. Now, when I say some people out here are possessed by demons... I'm not just talking when I say this. This white man right here, this white dude right here is going to show exactly what I'm talking about. Now, don't mind the security guard. She going to try to, you know, mediate it, but this nigga right here is crazy.
You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Look at that.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Wow.
Look, he growling and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty evil of you, sir.
He growling.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
He growling.
Wow, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Look.
Yeah, you,
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do very, very much
and
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will.
Doubt.
Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies
I
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
That's a doctor.
Yes, sir. The babies, their blood screams from the ground.
That's a doctor, y'all. It's a damn doctor, son. But yo, some people out here really is possessed, son. They can't even help it, son. Can't even help it. All right, so Martin Luther King, his sellout like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Barack Obama, the list goes on. Many of our so-called black leaders sell us out. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about this. Now, this, I don't know. I got this video, you know what I'm saying, from one of my archives. So salute to the dude, Destroy ZOG. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing ZOG stands for Zionist Organization or whatever. But salute to him. And he going to break down this Martin Luther King shit right here. So if y'all could, please hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? If you are feeling generous today on Sunday, the donate, the send me a Cash App. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the Patreon and all that. So let's get to it, though. I should read y'all comments. I can't see the thing, though. The chat is not there.
When the communists took over a country, one of the first things that they did was to confiscate all the privately held weapons. But even more insidious than the theft of the people's weapons was the theft of their history. Official communist historians rewrote history to fit the current party line. In many countries, revered national heroes were excised from the history books, or their real deeds were distorted to fit communist ideology, and communist killers and criminals were converted into official saints. Holidays were declared in honor of the beasts who murdered countless nations. Did you know that much the same process has occurred right here in America? Every January, the media go into a kind of almost spastic frenzy of adulation for the so-called Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King has even had a national holiday declared in his honor, an honor accorded to no other American. Let's take a look at this modern-day plastic god.
Some called him a plastic god. Called him a plastic god. I agree. Please hit the like button if y'all can. I'm not going to do too much talking on this, but I wanted to show y'all. They said, not Martin Luther King. Yeah, Martin Luther King. Where you been at? Told you, nigga, hanging out with the Rothschilds and all that. This nigga ain't no saint. Hanging out with the Rothschilds. Get to it, though.
Born in 1929, King was the son of a black preacher known at the time only as Daddy King. Daddy King named his son Michael. In 1935, Daddy King had an inspiration to name himself after the Protestant reformer Martin Luther.
Wow.
He declared to his congregation that henceforth they were to refer to him as Martin Luther King and to his son as Martin Luther King Jr. None of this name changing was ever legalized in court. Daddy King's son's real name is to this day Michael King. The first public sermon that King ever gave in 1947 at the Ebenezer Baptist Church was plagiarized from a homily by Protestant clergy.
This nigga was bootlegging people work. Bruh, the whole time we thinking this nigga was a preacher. Nigga was bootlegging people work, son. Bootlegging shit.
Harry Emerson Fosdick, entitled Life is What You Make It, according to the testimony of King's best friend of that time, Reverend Larry H. Williams. The first book that King wrote, Stride Toward Freedom, was plagiarized from numerous sources, all unattributed, according to documentation recently assembled by sympathetic King scholars Keith D. Miller, Ira G. Zepp Jr., and David J. Garrow. and no less an authoritative source than the four senior editors of the Papers of Martin Luther King Jr., an official publication of the Martin Luther King Center for Nonviolent Social Change, Incorporated, whose staff included King's widow Coretta, stated of King's writings at both Boston University and Crozer Theological Seminary, quote, "Judged retroactively by the standards of academic scholarship, his writings are tragically flawed by numerous instances of plagiarism." Appropriated.
Bruh, the whole time. Yo, JB, appreciate you, man. He said, appreciate the content, man. Appreciate you, dog. Thank you for the cash app, my G. Yeah, they said he was a puppet. Now, a lot of people still believe in Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to break this down and shatter a dream or two, you feel me? Because a lot of people think this. Wow, this whole time, I really thought that was his real name. It's going to get crazier, dog. Going to get crazier. But the shit that's blowing my mind is how he was bootlegging people's work.
Passages are particularly evident in his writings in his major field of graduate study, systematic theology. Close quote. King's essay, The Place of Reason and Experience in Finding God, written at Crozer, pirated passages from the work of theologian Edgar S. Brightman, author of The Finding of God. Another of King's theses, Contemporary Continental Theology, written shortly after he entered Boston University, was largely stolen from a book by Walter Marshall Horton. King's doctoral dissertation, A Comparison of the Conceptions of God in the Thinking of Paul Tillich and Harry Nelson Wyman, for which he was awarded a Ph.D. in theology, contains more than 50 complete sentences plagiarized from the Ph.D. dissertation of Dr. Jack Boozer, The Place of Reason in Paul Tillich's Concept of God. According to the Martin Luther King papers, in King's dissertation, quote, only 49% of sentences in the section on Tillich contain five or more words that were King's own. Close quote.
Yo, that's so crazy because he not the only one that be bootlegging shit. They said Michael King, Don King. Yeah, I'm getting ready to share this to Facebook. Yeah, I'ma let it rock. I was going to upload it for y'all, but I can't do that because it's somebody else's work. You know what I'm saying? So I was just going to do a little context over it, but I really wanted to show y'all this, man. Salute to the OGJ in the chat. Appreciate you, man. Just Queen was popping. Yeah, man, it's getting crazy, right?
In the Journal of American History, June 1991, page 87, David J. Garrow, a leftist academic who is sympathetic to King, says that King's wife, Coretta Scott King, who also served as his secretary, was an accomplice in his repeated cheating. Reading Garrow's article, one is led to the inescapable conclusion that King cheated because he had chosen for himself a political role in which a Ph.D. would be useful, and lacking the intellectual ability to obtain the title fairly, went after it by any means necessary. Why then, one might ask, did the professors at Crozer Theological Seminary and Boston University grant him passing grades and a Ph.D.? Garrow states on page 89, quote, King's academic compositions, especially at Boston University, were almost without exception little more than summary descriptions and comparisons of others' writings. Nonetheless, the papers almost always received desirable letter grades, strongly suggesting that King's professors did not expect more. Close quote. The editors of the Martin Luther King Jr. papers state that, quote, the failure of King's teachers to notice his pattern of textual appropriation is somewhat remarkable. Close quote. But researcher Michael Hoffman tells us, quote, actually, the malfeasance of the professors is not at all remarkable. King was politically correct. He was black, and he had ambitions. The leftist professors were happy to award a doctorate to such a candidate, no matter how much fraud was involved.
So these people knew that he bootlegged his way to the top and still gave him his doctorate. I don't understand this. Now, some people know this, some people don't. But this nigga, Martin Luther King, was a Freemason. All right, so this is why I be talking about skipping the line and all of that. The fact that he was bootlegging it now, you know, some people still follow this, you know what I'm saying, this civil rights, black people and all of this stuff, you know. I'm to the point where now nothing is real. You know what I'm saying? I'm to the point where now, yeah, they said, David Flores said, lead yourself. That's a damn fact. You know what I'm saying? Stop following motherfuckers because these people are leading you down some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But this was all part, I'm going to be honest with you. I really think this was all put into play to promote that, you know what I'm saying? That shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it, but buy your way to the top. Yeah, you could do that too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that are in these foundations or organizations, they buy their way to the top. Now, I found the video, right? It's in my archives, but I probably shouldn't show it on here. A Freemason a ceremony and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just out of respect for them, I'm not going to show it. But I got the shit on my computer. I was like, wow, this is crazy what they really be doing. Nigga was laying in a casket. Then they did some other shit where they fake, like, cut him in half. And I was like, yo, this is wild.
Nor is it any wonder that it has taken 40 years for the truth about King's record of nearly constant intellectual piracy.
Holiday for a cheetah.
Close quote. Supposed scholars, who in reality shared King's vision of a racially mixed and Marxist America, purposely covered up his cheating for decades.
Damn.
The cover-up still continues. From the New York Times of October 11, 1991, page 15, we learn that on October 10th of that year, a committee of researchers at Boston University admitted that, quote, there is no question but that Dr. King plagiarized in the dissertation. However, despite its finding, the committee said that, quote, no thought should be given to the revocation of Dr. King's doctoral degree, an action the panel said would serve no purpose, close quote. No purpose indeed. Justice demands that in light of his willful fraud as a student, the titles Reverend and Doctor should be removed from King's name.
That made me think, Rob, you could buy, now, mind you, I found this out years ago. Matter of fact, maybe a couple years ago. I had somebody on my platform, right? And he went as a reverend. But then somebody informed me that, yo, Jay, you could buy a reverend certificate, son. Like, you could buy that shit online. I'm like, buy it online? He was like, yeah, you could buy that shit online. Just because you see reverend in front of it, that don't mean that they went to the whole procedure of becoming a reverend. And I was like, oh. So now, when you look at this shit, he faked it till he made it. You know what I'm saying? He faked it till he made it. And I don't know.
Well, friends, he is not a legitimate reverend. He is not a bona fide PhD. Mm. And his name isn't really Martin Luther King
Jr.
Damn,
nigga.
What's
Damn,
left?
Who are you?
Just a sexual degenerate, an America-hating communist, and a criminal betrayer of even the interests of his own people.
Oh, here you go.
On Labor Day 1957,
here you go.
A special meeting was attended by Martin Luther King and four others at a strange institution called the Highlander Folk School in Monteagle, Tennessee. The Highlander Folk School was a communist front, having been founded by Miles Horton, Communist Party organizer for Tennessee, and Don West, organizer for North Carolina. The leaders of this meeting with King were the aforementioned Horton and West, along with Abner Barry and James Dombrowski, all open and acknowledged members.
I have a dream that we all come together as one people. This nigga been hanging out with these folks. Bruh, the government plant, yeah, the government plant, son. Somebody said the government plant. Yo, that's crazy. They said, I knew about this Martin Luther King years ago. Well, why you ain't say nothing?
Of the Communist Party USA. The agenda of the meeting was a plan to tour the southern states to initiate demonstrations and riots.
Propaganda.
From 1955 to 1960, Martin Luther King's associate, advisor, and personal secretary was one Bayard Rustin. In 1936, Rustin joined the Young Communist League at New York City College. Convicted of draft dodging, he went to prison for 2 years in 1944. On January 23, 1953, the Los Angeles Times reported his conviction and sentencing to jail for 60 days for lewd vagrancy and homosexual perversion. Rustin attended the 16th convention of the Communist Party USA in February 1957. 1 month later, he and King founded the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, or SCLC for short. The president of the SCLC was Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
What?
The vice president of the SCLC was the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who was also the president of an identified communist front known as the Southern Conference Educational Fund, an organization whose field director, a Mr. Carl Brayton, was simultaneously a national sponsor.
Yo, they've been trying to push communism since way back. They've been trying to push this communist shit since way back. Damn. Somebody said, wait, what happened? Homosexual what? Yeah, that nigga was involved in some BS. You know what I'm saying? And then they named the whole Christian, they came up with some Christian League shit, you know what I'm saying, to get black people to follow them. But these niggas was all Freemasons, son. Boule and all that shit. COINTELPRO, somebody said COINTELPRO, facts. Yo.
Of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, of which you may have heard.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
The program director of the SCLC was the Reverend Andrew Young. In more recent years, Jimmy Carter's ambassador to the UN and mayor of Atlanta. Young, by the way, was trained at the Highlander Folk School, previously mentioned. Soon after returning from a trip to Moscow in 1958, Rustin organized the first of King's famous marches on Washington. The official organ of the Communist Party, The Worker, openly declared the march to be a communist project. Although he left King's employ as secretary in 1961, Rustin was called upon by King to be second in command of the much larger March on Washington, which took place on August 28, 1964.
Hanging with the Jews, see? See what I'm saying? Let's go scroll back a little bit. Fuck you doing with them people? Fuck you doing with them, the rabbis and all that shit?
Called upon by King to be second in command of the much larger march on Washington, which took place on August 28.
Look, he hanging with the Zionists. This is the Talmud and shit. He hanging with the Zionists. This is the Talmud scripts. These niggas been sold us out, son. They've been sold us out, Reverend.
1964. Bayard Rustin's replacement in 1961 as secretary and advisor to King was Jack O'Dell, also known as Hunter Pitts O'Dell. According to official records, in 1962, Jack O'Dell was a member of the National Committee of the Communist Party USA. He had been listed as a Communist Party member as early as 1956. O'Dell was also given the job of acting executive director for SCLC activities for the entire Southeast, according to the St. Louis Globe Democrat of October 26, 1962. At that time, there were still some patriots in the press corps, and word of O'Dell's party membership became known. What did King do? Shortly after the negative news reports, King fired O'Dell with much fanfare. And he then, without the fanfare, immediately hired him again as director of the New York office of the SCLC, as confirmed by the Richmond News Leader of September 27, 1963. Also in 1963, a black man from Monroe, North Carolina, named Robert Williams, made a trip to Beijing, China. Exactly 20 days before King's 1964 March on Washington, Williams successfully urged Mao Zedong to speak out on behalf of King's movement. Mr. Williams was also around this time maintaining his primary residence in Cuba, from which he made regular broadcasts to the southern United States, three times a week from high-power AM transmitters in Havana, under the title Radio Free Dixie. In these broadcasts, he urged violent attacks by blacks against white Americans. During this period, Williams wrote a book entitled Negroes with Guns.
Now it makes sense. So when we seen all of that Black Panther shit come into play, the Rainbow Society and all that, what was the nigga's name? The Rainbow Coalition. These niggas was all a part of this shit, son. This is what I be talking about. It start from somewhere. When we looking at, if we looking at the structure of Bloods and Crips and gangs and shit, right? That all start from somewhere. It gotta start from somewhere, and it's gotta be one individual. You know what I'm saying? Negroes with guns. You know what I'm saying? Rainbow Coalition. Yeah, man, this shit starting from somewhere because.
The writer of the foreword for this book? None other than Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow,
it is also interesting to note that the editors and publishers of this book were, to a man, all supporters of the infamous Fair Play for Cuba Committee. According to King's biographer and sympathizer, David J. Garrow, quote, King privately described himself as a Marxist, close quote. In his 1981 book, The FBI and Martin Luther King Jr., Garrow quotes King as saying in SCLC staff meetings, quote, we have moved into a new era, which must be an era of revolution.
Yep.
The whole structure of American life must be changed.
Look, that's that New World Order shit. We are engaged in the class struggle.
We are engaged in the class struggle. Close quote.
The FBI.
Jewish communist Stanley Levison can best be described as King's behind-the-scenes handler.
Wow.
Levison, who had for years been in charge of the secret funneling of Soviet funds to the Communist Party USA, was King's mentor and was actually the brains behind many of King's more successful ploys. It was Levison who edited King's book, Stride Toward Freedom. It was Levison who arranged for a publisher. Levison even prepared King's income tax returns. It was Levison who really controlled the fundraising and agitation activities of the SCLC. Levison wrote many of King's speeches. King described Levison as one of his, quote, closest friends. The Federal Bureau of Investigation had for many years been aware of Stanley Levison's communist activities. It was Levison's close association with King that brought about the initial FBI interest in King. Lest you be tempted to believe the controlled media's lie about racists in the FBI being out to get King, you should be aware that the man most responsible for the FBI's probe of King was Assistant Director William C. Sullivan. Sullivan describes himself as a liberal and says that initially, quote, I was 100% for King, because I saw him as an effective and badly needed leader for black people in their desire for civil rights. Close quote. The probe of King not only confirmed their suspicions about King's communist beliefs and associations, but it also revealed King to be a despicable hypocrite, an immoral degenerate, and a worthless charlatan. According to Assistant Director Sullivan, who had direct access to the surveillance files on King, which are denied the American people, King had embezzled or misapplied substantial amounts of money contributed to the civil rights movement. King used SCLC funds to pay for liquor and numerous prostitutes, both.
Somebody told me this too, and there's a picture of him hanging out with some hookers. Hold on. Oh my gosh, I hope I could find this. I know it's not Photoshop, but there was a picture of him hanging out with some prostitutes. Damn it, man. I don't want to go in my folder and find it, but the nigga got a picture hanging out with controversial picture. I hate to stop it for y'all, man, but I got to, man. It was a picture, not that dumbass statue. All right, fuck it. Let's finish it up. It's almost
black and white, who were brought to his hotel rooms, often two at a time, for drunken sex parties, which sometimes lasted for several days. These types of activities were the norm for King's speaking and organizing tours.
Oh!
In fact, an outfit called the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee, which is putting on display the two bedrooms from the Lorraine Motel where King stayed the night before he was shot, has declined to depict in any way the occupants of those rooms. That, according to exhibit designer Gerard Eisterhold, would be, quote, close to blasphemy. The reason? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spent his last night on Earth having sexual intercourse with two women at the motel and physically beating and abusing a third. Sullivan also stated that King had alienated the affections of numerous married women.
Oh.
According to Sullivan, who in 30 years with the Bureau had seen everything there was to be seen of the seamy side of life, King was one of only seven people he had ever encountered who was such a total degenerate.
You mean to tell me, all this time we thinking that he got clapped because he was doing his service to black people, but the whole time he wanted to keep black people under control, all right? But he really got clapped because he beat up two hookers. This shit is crazy, son.
Noting the violence that almost invariably attended King's supposedly non-violent marches, Sullivan's probe revealed a very different King from the carefully crafted public image.
Mm-mm-mm.
King welcomed members of many different black groups as
See?
Members of his SCLC.
See?
Many of them advocates and practitioners of violence.
See?
King's only admonition on the subject was that they should embrace, quote, tactical nonviolence, close quote. Sullivan also relates an incident in which King met in a financial conference with Communist Party representatives, not knowing that one of the participants was an infiltrator actually working for the FBI.
Oh.
J. Edgar Hoover personally saw to it that documented information on King's communist connections was provided to the president and to Congress, and conclusive information from FBI files was also provided to major newspapers and newswire services. But were the American people informed of King's real nature?
No.
No. For even in the 1960s, the fix was in. The controlled media and the bought politicians.
This nigga was hanging with the Zionists, man. He was hanging with the fucking Zionists, man.
Was in.
How we.
The controlled
how
media.
No wonder this nigga got a fucking holiday. He was down with them people, son. Yeah, somebody said controlled opposition. Yeah, racist propaganda. You know what I'm saying? You got one side of motherfuckers saying, okay, we need to unite. This is the contradiction here. You got Martin Luther King saying we need to unite. Segregation, let's put a stop to segregation. And then within the same organization, the SCLC, you got a motherfucker telling black people, yeah, go and shoot white people in the head. This shit is crazy, son. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying. All of this shit is designed that way. You know what I'm saying? Put like create a war, create a solution out of a problem.
And the bought politicians were bound and determined to push their racial mixing program
see?
On America.
Look, see? See, this is what I'm talking about. Now you wonder why so many, now, no offense to anybody out there that you know, you interracial couples or whatever, but all of that stuff was designed from back then. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to integrate for whatever reason. I don't know.
The controlled media
Look.
And the bought politicians were bound and determined to push their racial mixing program on America. King was their man, and nothing was going to get in their way.
Mm.
With a few minor exceptions, these facts have been kept from the American people.
Mm.
The pro-king propaganda machine grinds on. And it is even reported that a serious proposal has been made to add some of King's writings as a new book in the Bible.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, oh. The purpose of this radio program is far greater.
No, the fuck he didn't say that.
Morality. It is even reported that a serious proposal has been made to add some of King's writings as a new book in the Bible.
Bruh. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. This is all new to me. I've never heard this shit. I've never heard this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this radio program is far greater than to prove to you the immorality and subversion of this man called King.
Mm.
I want you to start to think for yourselves.
Yes.
I want you to consider this. What are the forces and motivation behind the controlled media's active promotion of King?
Hmm.
What does it tell you about our politicians when you see them almost without exception falling all over themselves to honor King as a national hero? What does it tell you about our society when any public criticism of this moral leper and communist functionary is considered grounds for dismissal? What does it tell you about the controlled media when you see how they have successfully suppressed the truth and held out a picture of King that can only be described as a colossal lie? You need to think, my fellow Americans. You desperately need to wake up.
Damn. It makes sense now why they gave that nigga a holiday, though. It all makes sense now, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of places, or, you know, so crazy, a lot of, like, Jewish companies, they don't really honor his day. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, as it's blasphemous. Yeah, man. To put that nigga whole shit in the Bible, man. I believe it was some other shit going on behind the scenes, though, man. I'm going to be honest with you. Read some of y'all comments before I end this, though. What's that video? Oh, no, it's something in the archives, man, that I found. I had to do some, like reviewing over it. But, you know, if you do some deep digging, you probably could find it. Yeah, this is actually shocking. Yeah, they saying, damn, definitely makes sense. Yep, he has a statue in D.C. Oh, yeah, that little pervert joint right here. They said it looked like somebody, like, doing fellatio or something on somebody. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this. I don't know what's going on with this or what this mean, but this nigga's a fraud, all right? This nigga is a fraud, all right? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but God bless y'all all. I hope y'all have a blessed Sunday, feel me? Shit was wild. Shit was crazy. Martin Luther King is bogus. Yo, Jay, what about Malcolm X? I'm sure I'll find something on him next, too. You know what I'm saying? You know MLK and Mason, right? Yeah, I said that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, in Boston? Oh, okay. But yeah, I hope y'all have a blessed Sunday, man. Thank y'all for tapping in. Hit the like button on your way out if you can. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all.